This is Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. The servers are going down, and that means it's time for episode number 8 of Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, brewmasters and mistweavers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. I hope all of you have been enjoying your time in Pandaria these past 2 weeks. A new expansion tends to be the perfect time for new WoW podcasts to start appearing, and I'll mention some of those shows later on. Right now, it's time for my take on one of the biggest news items of the week. Here is your rolling restart. While in general the Mists of Pandaria expansion has met rave reviews and positive feedback from players old and new alike, one issue in particular has the more vocal members of the forums agitated. With the new expansion came the addition of several new reputation factions, four of which have quartermasters that sell gear that can be purchased with justice or valor points. Some players have wondered what point there is to justice point gear when the item level is below what you can earn from the heroics you get points from in the first place. Blizzard has already responded to that by removing reputation requirements from justice point gear, raising the justice point item level to 458 from 450, and lowering the reputation requirement of a handful of epic pieces to honored. Other players have complained that the content and progression in the game is gated due to reputation requirements needed to purchase the gear. The August Celestials and Shadowpan require a revered reputation from the Golden Lotus before dailies can be done for those two factions. Some players were frustrated about having to do this same grind on alts they plan to play. In response to this, Blizzard did announce that in the future, reputation gain will be doubled for Mists of Pandaria factions once you reach revered status on one character. Further, there are just players who don't like dailies, and players who wish that reputation gain via tabards was in this expansion. I have a feeling my opinion isn't going to be a popular one with those who are frustrated. Right now, I think reputation gain and gear progression is in a good place, especially after the adjustments that have been made this past week and the changes planned ahead. I love raiding, and I want to get into raiding as soon as possible. Just last night I hit that magic 463 item level required to go to Raid Finder this coming week. Am I upset that I might not get to experience normal mode content as soon as it's out? Not really. It's not impossible to get raid ready when you want to, and you don't necessarily have to use dailies as your form of gear progression. Besides crafting and the auction house, there are items from quests and random drops in the Dreadwaste that can help you get to the item level needed for heroics. For DPS tired of long queue times, I suggest scenarios which have a chance to reward you with 463 blues as well. See, according to Blizzard, tabards were originally put in place as a way of gaining reputation by performing tasks specific to the faction the dungeons were associated with. That got lost by Cataclysm, hence the change to make reputation gain more focused on questing for the factions in Mists. I think the complaints stem mostly from people who want everything right here and right now. And while Mists of Pandaria may have more content and options than ever before, the expansion wasn't designed to give you everything in just a couple of weeks. In retrospect, I think this wouldn't have been a big issue if the raids had been held off a couple weeks longer to give everyone from hardcore to more casual players ample time to meet the item level requirements. Now, there are no item level requirements for normal mode raiding, so work on progression on the first encounters can take place when your group's ready to work on them. As for the 463 item level for Raid Finder, my advice is patience. If you're fed up with dailies, change up your routine with scenarios or try another path to acquiring gear. 5.1 is already around the corner in a few months, which is great, but there's no need to stress out about the grind when you have the choice to tackle it how you want. We've become so used to doing dailies in past expansions that we think that that's the way it has to be done now. Personally, I believe that's more about the journey than it is about the destination. Well, enough talk about reputations. This show has a reputation of its own when it comes to wrapping up the week in WoW news quick and fast. So without further ado, it's time to go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. This week marks the opening of Raid Finder mode for the first half of Mogoshan Vaults and Heroic mode of the entire raid for groups that have cleared normal content. As of Monday, October 8th, over 730 raid teams have gone 6 out of 6 in the new raid. PvP Season 12 is well underway, and while items bought with honor have had their item level lowered to 458, PvP power and resilience stats on the items have been increased by 15% to compensate. A group of 5 members from the Finnish guild Aquila were the first to acquire a gold rating on all challenge mode dungeons. Congratulations to them. According to a press release from Blizzard, 2.7 million copies of Mists of Pandaria were sold in the first week of its release, and the number of active subscribers has once again reached the 10 million mark. Realm's End authentication servers were down for a period of time on Sunday following actions by a hacker which resulted in the instant deaths of numerous NPCs and player characters in major faction cities. Blizzard has hotfixed this exploit and is thoroughly investigating the issue. Lastly, over the weekend, the story that main candidate for State Senate Colleen Lakowicz is also a World of Warcraft player went viral due to comments from the opposing political party attacking her participation in the game. And that's your news. Let's move on to our podcast of the week. Milestone episodes are as good a time as any to touch base with a podcast, and this week is no exception. The Sundering released their 100th episode yesterday, and last week I had a chance to interview co-hosts Seraphis, Rafist, and Zia to find out more about the show, its explicit nature, and the community of podcasts that The Sundering belongs to. After this interview, you'll hear a couple minutes from episode number 99, and I'll let you know how to listen to the entire unedited and uncensored version. It's just a few days before episode number 100 of The Sundering, and I have all three hosts here. Oh, and I may or may not have told them before this interview starts that this is a clean podcast. This should go smashingly well. The countdown to the end of the world continues, but not here. Seraphis, Ray, Zia, how are you three tonight?
Great and good.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm working on cleaning up my language.
Let's just start out with what led to the creation of The Sundering 100 episodes ago.
Boredom.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was a lull in the WoW world.
So, yeah, we were all together at this LAN party that is hosted up in Buffalo, New York every year. And that was the first time that I had met all of you, actually. Yeah.
You know,
not the first time I'd met you, but face to face. We've all known each other. I've known Sarah. Me and you have known each other for, gosh, 8 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we all got together, and I think it was actually initially Sarah's idea.
Yeah, I had some wild hair, and I was like, Ray, what do you think? He's like, Ray, and Ray's like, funny you mentioned that. I was thinking about doing it, and the whole time I'm thinking, no, you weren't. But whatever.
I was constantly thinking about it.
Of course you were. And then I'm like, you know, we need some appeal on the show because no one's going to want to listen to two dudes, really. So we're like, Z is cool. Let's get her on.
She has boobs.
Dudes will love her. And
am I allowed to say boobs on the show?
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. If I can keep it to PG-13, I'll consider it a success. So.
So I guess that's sort of how it began. We just sort of was hodgepodge, us three, sort of. I mean, we all kind of, we get each other, I'd say. We know what buttons to push.
What do you guys think has helped keep the show running this long?
Sarah.
Yeah, definitely. And guilt for, like, thinking about quitting, but then realizing that Sarah would be disappointed, so I don't.
Ray, to be honest, you have nothing else going on but this show, okay?
Yeah, well... That's the only positive thing I have going on. Let's put it that way.
It really is, Sarah. I mean, like, we're pretty goofy, but we're also kind of lazy. And Sarah is a project manager in real life. I guess this is real life, too, but...
I used to hold that role.
Well, he used to, but...
Back in the day.
So that's how I think of him, as sort of the manager. He does all the editing. He does a lot more work than me and Ray do, and it's kind of unfair, actually.
I'm glad you're finally admitting all this.
I admitted a long time ago that if it wasn't for you, I think we would be in trouble.
For those that haven't heard the podcast yet, why don't you tell everyone exactly what goes on in the show?
We cover random world news. So we got that. We talk about other gaming news, just kind of keep gamers in the loop on what's going on. Probably our most popular segment is our FOF segment, where we let listeners let out some rage. But no, the FOF segment is probably one of our longest running segments, I think, and that's probably been one of the most popular.
And I added props to it. One day I said, this is too much hate, let's do FOFs and props, so now people can call in and say who they want to give props to, somebody who they, you know, they had a good week because somebody did something nice for them, or somebody did something absolutely hysterically funny, they can say, hey, props to that guy for, you know, tripping on his face, it was awesome, you know, it was hilarious. So I think that's very, very popular. Ray, what do you think? You're quiet over there.
I know.
He's just sitting back and taking it all in.
Ray, why don't you tell them about what segments you do?
Well, I did the Ask Ray because someone said that I give terrible advice. So I decided, what better thing to do than to give advice now?
The show on iTunes is flagged as explicit. You make no bones about it. The show's not necessarily for everyone, definitely not for kids, and you guys aren't the only explicit WoW podcast out there. Why did you guys choose to be an explicit podcast, and do you have any regrets about doing so, or just talk about why you went that direction?
I can't stand listening to, like, I mean, at the time, because, like, obviously now I do, but any podcast that had, like, clean language was just like, come on, just say some stuff that I want to hear. So, like, I was just like, I don't want to try and tone any of us down, because we're all just vulgar in general. So I think that's why I wanted it like that.
I think we kind of went into it and we didn't really realize what we were signing up for when we made ourselves explicit. We just kind of acted as normal, which ended up being apparently very, very unclassy. I don't regret it. I think that we can be ourselves and not have to hide anything. But I think at least for me, sometimes as a girl, it can be a sort of a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, sure, it's like, yeah, it's a broad and she's crazy. Awesome. On the other hand, it's not very ladylike, and I don't want people to have an image that consists of dropping very, very bad language. I don't think anybody who listens to our show thinks this way, but, you know, to an outside person coming in, it might be like, wow, this chick is disgusting because she can't keep her mouth. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think when it comes to podcasts and radio shows and all that stuff, I don't necessarily assume that the person I'm listening to is that person when they're not behind the mic all the time. We all kind of have a somewhat different personality to ourselves when we're doing shows and such. We might be close to who we are, but not necessarily always the same for the show, so sometimes it's nice to just let it all out.
It's just who we are. We're cutting loose, you know. A lot of us, like, you know, we have work, we got school, and, you know, we're just being ourselves, and I think we just decided that in the podcast we were just going to be ourselves, and we're not going to just censor ourselves just for the sake of fitting some ideal that someone else maybe has.
The show's part of the Geek Hole community of podcasts. For those who aren't in the know, could you explain more about exactly what the Geek Hole is?
The Geek Hole was really started by the hosts of the Slash 2 podcast, and they were really just trying to aggregate a lot of different blogs and create a gaming community and basically give a place for, I guess, people to more easily find a whole lot of podcasts and whatnot. But it's more than just podcasts. They have their official WoW guild, which is Violent Apathy, which Ray transferred to, which we like to call him a traitor for. I started a Geek Hole Fantasy Football League on there with a lot of the gamers from the community, and I do updates, much to some people's displeasure on our show. But there's just something for everybody there. You could find a lot of different blogs that a lot of the members of the Geek Hole write, and it's all aggregated right there. The same thing when a new show gets published. They have it on their front page saying, hey, this Geek Hole podcast, they've just published a show. So it's really a way of informing the community about what's going on. And one of the coolest features that I think about them is they watch each show's live stream feed. So if your show is live, they pop up a screenshot not only on their homepage but on their forum saying, hey, this show is live, and it automatically links them to your Ustream channel. It's probably one of the greatest features, and we've actually gotten a lot of listeners who were on the forums who saw that we were live and came and checked us out. So I highly encourage it to other podcasts who are getting off the ground, who want to get part of a community. You know, let people start checking them out. It's a great place to go. They offer free forums to podcasters. So if you want some help, and even the sheer amount of podcasting knowledge that's out there, if you were to post a question about, like, hey, what kind of mics do you have? What kind of equipment do you have? People will jump in there and tell you, hey, this is what I use. This is my setup. So it's a very, very great community. And if Ray and Zia were more into forums, I think they'd really enjoy it. But I just tell them what I read. And
I'm really bad about it.
I hate forums first. I can't stand reading what other people want to say.
Reading is fundamental, Ray.
Why am I not surprised?
You shouldn't be. That's why I quit being an officer. Because I couldn't stand people in their need to constantly whine about not being able to read and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
See, I didn't say it.
You mean like you're not being able to read because you don't have the expansion?
I'm not. What?
What?
Don't twist this.
don't turn this.
I wasn't trying to talk about me.
You got kidnapped by something that belongs on a salad.
Yes.
Okay, so for people that want to know how to, more about the Geek Hole, they can go to thegeekhole.net and they can find out a whole bunch of information over there. So, Zia, why don't you tell people how they can find the show?
You can find the show on the interwebs at thesundering.net. We are also on Twitter, and we're tweeting a whole big bunch because we're actually having a promotion for the show right now. We are at The Sundering. Let's see. Email the show at thesunderingpodcast@gmail.com. Let's see. We're on the Geek Hole forums, of course. We are also on Facebook. If you want to see how sexy we all are, we're just facebook.com/thesundering. We try to give out prizes on our show if we can help it. We like to kind of have somebody come on and we'll make them go through a strenuous set of exercises where they answer really tough questions and then we give them free stuff. Yeah.
Seraphis, Raphis, Zia, it's been a great 100 episode run, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy the last 6 or 7 episodes you have left before the world ends. And thank you very much for being on the show, and I look forward to listening to the next 100 episodes if the world doesn't end.
Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of hoping the world doesn't end, but if it does, yeah, we're going to go out in style.
I don't like that you like to hop onto Seraph's crackpot theories.
They're not crackpot.
They are.
No, there's a lot of people who believe in them, Ray.
I don't care. They're crackpots, too.
Seraphis. Do we want to read some of the stuff people sent in?
Yeah, let's talk about No Deer says, I love the expansion, the quests are awesome, and the music is out of the world. I thought that I was burned out of WoW, but I was proven wrong. So wrong.
I like the music a lot in the what little beta I got to play, because I remember that was the thing that really impressed me when I was playing at BlizzCon. So, yeah.
You want to read Panties in a Wad?
I'll read Panties in a Wad. It reminded me of a warm summer's day.
Is that all?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. So think of a warm summer's day, and that's what Panties in a Wad thinks all right. of.
I'll let you read Zips also.
Okay. And it's pronounced Zip. I would have pronounced that incorrectly. I would probably put an X in front of it.
Yeah, I would too. But he actually sent this in an email.
And it's pretty bad because my name starts with an X and I pronounce it Zia. So you think, you know. Anyhow, first off, I just started listening to your podcast a week ago, starting with the first two episodes, and then skipped to the last two.
Oh, thank God! What the f*** were you thinking?
Yeah.
Thanks put warning out there and did not go back until, like, maybe I would say episode, like, 8 or 9 because there's some cool intros we did. That's about it, though.
I remember, I think it was episode 6 where we talked about our fears and we talked about whales for Zia. And then we were talking about a clown. I think we said, like, a clown going down and next thing you know, you have, like, white makeup between your thighs or something. Yeah. I still remember that because I was cracking up so bad when I first heard when we said that. Anyway. I digress.
Thanks for becoming a new listener, Zip. Anyhow.
I'm just happy you actually pushed through after hearing that first episode. They were so f***ing terrible.
Yeah, I'm impressed that you stuck it out.
I'm not sure we got good until like episode like 97. Ooh. And even then, it's a little suspect.
Ouch, that hurts.
Thanks again to the hosts of The Sundering for taking their time to do this week's Spotlight interview. The original version is over 45 minutes long, and you can listen to that interview exclusively at realm-maintenance.com starting Wednesday. The full interview includes the host's thoughts on Mists of Pandaria and their most memorable moments from both The Sundering and World of Warcraft. Be sure to check it out, though I will warn you there are a few bits of explicit language in it, even for me. And now, here's this week's dose of podcast news. Caverns of Lore is an explicit podcast in which hosts Satana, Janelle, and Acroxis delve into the lore of the Warcraft universe. You can find episode 0 of this new show covering the events of the First War and Warcraft 1 at cavernsoflore.podbean.com. With this new tier of rating, the hosts of Convert to Raid have formed their own 10-man raid team, which will be live streaming at converttoraid.com/live every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to midnight Pacific time. Find out more about the Asparagus Initiative by listening to Convert to Raid number 65 at converttoraid.com. 30-Minute Cooldown is a new short WoW podcast that just surfaced on iTunes. Eric and Katie, two players that have played the game since the beginning, bring you WoW news, views, and tips in a friendly half hour. Find their pilot show, which is now up on iTunes, and I'll follow up with website information when it becomes available. Torin Think Tank is changing its recording time from Sundays to Saturdays at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find their live stream of the recording at twitch.tv/torinthinktank. MMO champion moderator Mr. Madgod has started up the Elusive Brew podcast, a show focused specifically on all things Brewmaster. Currently, this show can only be found on YouTube, so head over to Mr. Madgod's channel to check it out. I'll include a link to the most recent episode in the show notes. Congratulations to Twizzcast on recording its 25th episode. Find this show at iTunes, Stitcher, and Twizzcast.com. Bitter and Salty is a new WoW podcast that can be found at bitterandsalty.com. In their first episode, hosts Molson and Salty discuss their first impressions of the Mist of Pandaria WoW expansion, tips for making gold, and fish. Lots and lots of fish. You can also follow this new show on Twitter at Bitter and Salty. Lastly, the Ego Network's crew gets together to roundtable their thoughts about Mists of Pandaria. Check out Dark Moon Herald number 29 at darkmoonherald.com, where you can also listen to the hosts from Horde for Life, Grand Old Podcast, Hearthcast, The Mana Cooler, and Warcraft Less Traveled. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to hit the play button and get back to doing those dailies. Thanks to KShay29 for the 4-star review left up on iTunes. I appreciate the feedback, and I'll keep working hard to earn that 5th star. Feel free to leave your review on iTunes as well, whether it's 4-star, 5-star, or otherwise, and I may give you a shout-out on the show. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show if you like what you're hearing. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show or commercial to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast or follow myself at RoWow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Feel free to add my battle tag, which is Ro number 1846. I play both Horde and Alliance characters, and I look forward to seeing you in-game. Next week, Rarcast will be recording episode number 175, and Rel Maintenance will spend some time with gaming couple and show co-hosts Stompalina and Halfrun. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Rel Maintenance has been completed. Rel Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Seraphis, Raphist, and Zia for being on the show this week. Thanks to SafeShark Hosting for hosting realm-maintenance.com, and thanks to you for listening.